All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are taking a deep dive into the wild world of launching games on Steam.
Oh, this should be fun.
We are going to be pulling insights from Éxito en Steam, Guía para Lanzar tu Videojuego.
I love that title.
And I'm not even going to try and say that again.
Yeah, no worries.
That's Success on Steam, a guide to launching your video game. For those of you who don't speak Spanish.
Right.
This deep dive is all about making sure your game gets noticed.
Yes.
Because with literally thousands of games hitting Steam each year, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah. You know, it really is kind of crazy how competitive Steam is. Like, you kind of have to think of it as like a gigantic digital Times Square, you know, just flooded with games all vying for attention.
Ooh, I like that analogy.
And especially for indie devs, it's like trying to make your voice heard over a roaring crowd.
Yeah. So like, how do you even begin to like stand out in that environment?
Right.
It feels like you need a megaphone.
Yeah. That's where the source material comes in.
Yeah.
It really emphasizes having like a really well articulated pre-launch strategy.
Oh, interesting.
It's got to be just as meticulously crafted as the game itself.
Oh,
it can literally make or break your success.
Wow, that's intense.
It is.
So it's like, we got to be really meticulous here.
You do.
So it's almost like planning a rocket launch, right?
Exactly.
Every variable, every like calculation has to be just right for a successful liftoff.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Wow. It really makes you realize that releasing a game is more than just like hitting the publish button.
Absolutely.
There's a lot more to it.
Way more.
What are some of the things that we need to be considering?
Well, one of the very first things the source highlights is defining your unique selling proposition.
USP.
Yes, exactly.
Like an elevator pitch, right?
Yeah, like imagine you only have a few seconds to tell players why they should choose your game.
Right.
Out of all the thousands out there.
Out of all the others, yeah.
What makes it special?
That's a good point.
What makes it worth their time and money?
So like, what are some examples of games that have really nailed that USP?
Oh, there's so many, but like one that comes to mind is Stardew Valley.
Oh yeah, Stardew's
out. It really tapped into that longing, you know,
where
like a relaxing, chill farming simulator, right?
Right.
With charming pixel art.
And that worked.
It totally worked.
But I guess they really knew their audience, right?
Oh, absolutely. They knew exactly who they were making the game for.
Yeah.
And what they were craving.
It was just different, right? It offered something unique.
Exactly. And the source stresses that that uniqueness needs to be communicated very clearly through keywords.
Keywords.
Yes, they're like the language players use to search for games on Steam.
So if you've got like a retro-inspired platformer with roguelike elements, you're going to want to make sure those keywords are front and center.
Yes, precisely.
Right.
If your keywords are too broad, you'll get lost in a sea of like a million irrelevant results.
It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Exactly. But if they're too niche, you might miss out on those potential players who are like looking for something similar, but using slightly different terms.
So you really have to strike that balance.
You do.
I guess it's like using the right hashtags on social media to connect with your target audience.
That's a good analogy.
You want your game to show up in those searches for the right players.
Yes.
Right.
And it all starts with thinking like a player.
I see.
Think about the keywords they might use to find a game like yours.
What are those core themes, mechanics, genres?
Exactly.
Wow. So much thought goes into even just choosing keywords.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot to it.
Okay. So we've got the keywords down.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Steam page itself?
Oh, the Steam page is so important.
Okay.
The source describes it as your digital storefront.
I like that.
Right. It's the first impression players are going to get.
Makes sense.
And it needs to grab their attention.
Right. And how do you do that?
Visually compelling screenshots and a killer trailer.
Ooh, I love a good game trailer.
Me too.
They're so good.
The best ones are like mini movies.
Yeah, it's like that feeling you get when you're walking past a store and there's like a stunning window display.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It draws you in.
It makes you want to go in and learn more.
Exactly.
And it's the same with your Steam page.
Okay.
If you've got like a bland Steam page with generic screenshots and like a poorly made trailer, it's just, it's not going to cut it.
I could have cut it, no.
You want players to see your game and think, I need to play this right now.
Immediately.
Yes.
All right. So we've got our pre-launch strategy. We've got our USP crystal clear.
Yes.
Our keywords are on point, and our Steam page is like visual masterpiece.
Okay. Looking good.
So what's next?
How do we get people talking about our game?
Yeah. How do we get the buzz going?
Well, the source talks about the power of community.
Even before launch.
Even before launch.
Oh, interesting.
Engaging with potential players on forums, social media, platforms like Discord.
Yeah.
You can really create that buzz.
The hype train.
Exactly. Get people invested in the journey.
It's like those indie games.
Yeah.
That you see that build massive followings on Discord.
Oh, totally.
And they're getting feedback.
Right.
Sharing updates. Just really creating this excitement even before the game comes out.
That's a great example.
And it's not just about hype.
No.
It's about building those relationships with players.
Right.
Making them feel like they're part of something special.
They want to be a part of
something. So then they become like advocates.
Right. Like, absolutely. They tell their friends.
Spread the word.
Word of mouth is so powerful.
It's the best marketing. Right.
Especially for indie developers who might not have huge marketing budgets.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Community is everything.
So we've got our community buzzing.
Okay.
What are some other ways to make sure our game gets seen by as many people as possible?
Well, Steam is packed with events.
It is.
And the source really recommends leveraging opportunities like Steam Next Fest.
Oh, Steam Next Fest. I love that.
It's like a giant showcase for upcoming games.
Yeah.
You can get featured by Steam, attract a wider audience.
Right.
Generate valuable feedback.
It's like a film festival. But for video games.
I love that analogy. Yes.
All the excitement, the anticipation.
The buzz.
Yeah. And the potential to get your game discovered by so many people.
Yeah, especially for indie devs. This is huge.
So it's a must do, basically.
Definitely.
All right. So we've covered crafting a compelling USP, building a community. What's the final piece?
This one is crucial.
Okay, hit me with it.
At the end of the day, it all comes down to the quality of the game itself.
That makes sense.
The source really hammers this point home. A polished, bug-free experience is absolutely crucial.
Because releasing a buggy game is a disaster.
It is. It can really damage your reputation.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like launching a spaceship with faulty engines.
You're not going to get very far.
Nope, you'll be lucky to get off the ground.
Mm. And once you've lost that trust from players, it's hard to get it back.
Very hard.
So I know a lot of indie developers struggle with marketing their games.
Yeah, it's a big hurdle.
Especially with limited resources. Are there any strategies from the source that they can use to maximize their impact?
Absolutely. The source emphasizes a multi-pronged approach.
Okay, I like that.
First, it's all about understanding your target audience.
Mm.
Who are they? What do they like to play?
It's like doing reconnaissance before a battle. You need to know the terrain,
exactly.
Who you're up against.
Next, building a strong online presence.
Okay, so that's like having a website.
Yeah, a website, active social media, engaging with communities on platforms like Discord and Reddit.
Right, and maybe even like a developer blog.
Oh, dev blogs are great.
Yeah.
It shows that transparency.
It's like those dev diaries you see on YouTube.
Yeah.
Where developers take players behind the scenes.
Yes.
It builds that connection.
It makes players feel like they're a part of the journey.
But social media can be a really crowded space.
Mm. Oh, it is.
How do you make sure your posts stand out?
You have to target your audience, know where they hang out online, what kind of content they engage with.
What resonates with them.
Right.
So if you've got like a hardcore strategy game, you might focus on platforms like Reddit and Discord where those communities are more active.
Exactly. You're not trying to be everywhere at once.
Right.
You're focused.
Quality over quantity.
Exactly.
Now, I've heard a lot about influencer marketing.
Oh, yeah. Influencer marketing can be a game changer.
So what's the deal with that?
Reaching out to streamers and YouTubers who play games in your genre.
Okay.
It can really expose your game to a whole new audience.
It's like getting a celebrity to endorse your game.
It kind of is.
People trust those influencers.
They do.
So if they see someone they like playing your game.
Yeah.
They might check it out themselves.
And that's gold.
But I guess it's important to choose the right influencers.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't just want the biggest names out there.
No, you want influencers who genuinely enjoy games like yours.
Right. They have to be a good fit.
Their audience needs to be interested.
Now, press and media outreach, I know a lot of developers kind of shy away from that.
Yeah, it can feel a little daunting.
Especially for indie teams.
I get it.
But the source does emphasize the importance of press coverage, right?
It does. It can be a challenge for indie devs, but it's not impossible.
So what are some tips?
Be strategic. Target the right outlets.
Okay, so instead of sending out a million press releases, you want to focus on like the right publication.
Yes.
The right journalists.
Do your research.
Okay.
Identify the publications that your target audience reads and the journalists who specialize in your game's genre.
All right, so you really got to know your stuff.
You do?
And then you pitch them.
Yes. Craft a compelling pitch.
Highlight what makes your game unique.
Why their audience would be interested. You're treating the journalists as influencers.
That's a good point.
You have to convince them that your game is worth their time and attention.
And a good press release is key. Right.
Absolutely. A concise, engaging press release.
Highlighting the key features, the selling points.
You're giving them a sneak peek.
I like that.
The information they need to write about your game.
And hopefully they'll write nice things.
Hopefully.
Because a positive review in like a really respected publication.
Yeah.
That can be huge.
It can lead to more coverage, more players, more success.
Right. So we've got social media, influencers, press outreach.
Yes.
Anything else we need to be doing to make sure our launch day is a success?
All of this pre-launch marketing is building towards launch day.
That's the big day.
You want to make sure everything's in place to capitalize on all that buzz.
So it's like the grand finale, the culmination of all those months of hard work.
Precisely.
So what do we need to be doing on launch day?
Make sure your Steam page is completely optimized.
Okay.
Your game description is clear and compelling. Screenshots are top-notch.
Trailer's amazing.
Trailer's got to be captivating.
It's like making sure your storefront is sparkling clean.
Yes.
Inviting before the customers arrive.
First impressions are everything.
And of course, pricing. Pricing is huge.
It is.
Any advice from The Source on choosing the right price point?
The Source emphasizes a well-thought-out pricing strategy.
Okay.
Research similar games in your genre.
Okay.
Consider offering launch discounts.
Right.
Or bundles to entice early adopters.
So it's kind of like setting the right ticket price for your show.
That's a good way to think about it.
You want to make sure it's accessible.
But also reflects the value of your game.
And you can always adjust later, right?
You can, based on player feedback and market trends.
So launch day arrives, the confetti falls, the game is out there, people are playing it.
It's a great feeling.
What happens next?
The journey doesn't end there.
Oh, of course not.
You need to stay engaged with your community, respond to feedback,
yes,
and continually improve your game.
So it's like the difference between like writing a one-hit wonder.
Right.
And creating a timeless classic.
You need to keep the momentum going.
For releasing updates.
Yes. New content, features, bug fixes.
It's like adding new exhibits to a museum.
I like that analogy.
You're giving players a reason to come back.
Keep it fresh.
Keep it fresh. Keep it exciting.
And don't forget ongoing marketing.
So the marketing never really stops.
It doesn't. You're constantly finding new ways to engage players.
Keep the game at the forefront of their minds.
You're also gathering data.
On player behavior.
Yes, and preferences.
Okay, so it's like this feedback loop.
Exactly.
They're constantly learning, evolving.
Making your game better.
So much to think about.
There is.
What's the one most important piece of advice that you would give to developers who are about to launch their game?
Remember, launching on Steam is a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, that's good.
It's going to be challenging.
Yeah.
There will be setbacks.
So you need to be resilient, determined.
It's about passion, dedication, a willingness to learn.
And even though we've talked a lot about like the strategic aspects, I feel like we also need to remember the heart of it all.
Yes. Never lose sight of the passion that drove you to create this game in the first place.
Because that passion is going to fuel you through all the challenges.
It will inspire you and ultimately connect you with players who share that love for games.
So it's finding that balance between the strategic and the creative.
Yes.
The business and the art.
You got it.
And remember, you're not alone in this. There's a whole community of developers out there.
We're all in this together.
Going through the same things.
Celebrating the same triumphs.
So connect with them, learn from them, support each other.
It's a journey.
So launching on Steam is more than just like a business endeavor.
It is.
It's about being part of a community.
Sharing your passion.
Creating something that brings joy to others.
Exactly.
That's what makes it all worthwhile.
It does.
So we've delved deep into the world of launching on Steam.
We have.
Everything from crafting that USP to building a lasting community.
It's been a journey.
And we always like to come back to the surface with like a new perspective.
Oh,
what's that pearl of wisdom that we can leave our listeners with?
We've talked a lot about standing out.
Yeah.
But standing out doesn't mean being the loudest or the flashiest.
Right.
Sometimes the most powerful way to stand out is to be authentically yourself.
So embrace what makes your game unique.
Yes.
Even if it's quirky or unconventional.
Let your personality shine through.
Because it's that authenticity, that genuine passion.
That's what resonates with players.
And that's what's going to make your game memorable.
The next indie darling.
That captures the hearts and minds of players.
Absolutely.
It's a great note to end on.
It is.
So to all the developers out there dreaming of launching their games on Steam, be bold.
Be authentic.
Never give up on your passion.
The world is waiting to play your game.
That's it for our deep dive into conquering Steam. We hope you've surfaced with a treasure trove of insights.
And a renewed sense of excitement.
For launching your game. Until next time, happy gaming.
Happy gaming. Yeah, it really can be.
It's gotta be so frustrating,
right? Oh, for sure. You put all this work into your game, you polish it, you make it shine,
yeah.
And then it just gets buried under a mountain of other releases.
And it's not like players aren't looking for games like yours, right?
Exactly. They're out there, but they just can't find you.
So how do you break through that noise?
Well, the source talks about being strategic. It's not enough to just hope people will find your game.
Right.
You have to actively get it in front of the right audience.
So, like, what are some practical steps developers can take?
Well, first off, there's social media.
Social media, okay.
Yeah. Platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
yeah.
Those can be powerful tools. Building community, sharing updates, generating excitement.
It's like those dev diaries you see on YouTube, where developers take players behind the scenes.
Oh, I love those.
And they're showing them the game development process.
Totally. It creates a sense of transparency.
Connection.
Exactly. Players feel like they're a part of the journey.
So they're more invested.
Exactly.
But social media is crowded too.
Oh, it is.
How do you make sure your posts actually reach people?
You gotta understand your target audience.
Right, okay.
Where do they hang out online?
Yeah.
What kind of content do they like?
What resonates with them?
You need to tailor your approach.
So, like, if you've got a hardcore strategy game,
yeah,
you might focus on Reddit, Discord.
Exactly. Where those communities are more active.
So it's not about being everywhere at once.
Yeah.
It's about being in the right places.
Focused.
Quality over quantity.
Exactly.
Now, the source also mentions influencer marketing.
Oh, yeah. Influencer marketing can be incredibly effective.
How so?
Reaching out to streamers, YouTubers, people who play games in your genre.
So they can showcase your game.
Exactly. Expose it to a whole new audience.
It's like having a celebrity endorse your game.
It kind of is, yeah.
Because people trust those influencers.
They do.
And if they see someone they like playing your game, they might be more likely to check it out.
Right.
But again, it's about choosing the right influencers, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just about going for the biggest names.
No, it's about finding influencers who genuinely enjoy games like yours.
Whose audience would be genuinely interested.
Exactly. Find the right fit.
Makes sense. Now, a lot of developers are kind of intimidated by press and media outreach.
I get it. It can seem daunting.
Especially for indie teams.
Yeah.
But the source does emphasize the importance of press coverage.
It does. It can be a challenge, but it's worth it.
So how do you even go about it?
Be strategic. Target the right outlets.
Okay, so instead of just blasting out press releases to everyone,
right.
You need to actually do your research.
Yeah, identify the publications that your target audience actually reads.
The journalists who specialize in your game genre. So it's almost like you're treating journalists as influencers themselves.
Yeah.
You need to convince them that your game is worth their time.
And attention.
And a well-written press release is key.
Oh, absolutely.
Give them the information they need.
Concise, engaging.
So they can write about your game.
Hopefully positive things.
A good review in a respected publication, that can go a long way.
Oh, yeah. It can lead to more coverage, more players, more success.
The ripple effect.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've covered social media, influencers, press outreach.
Mm-hmm.
What else do developers need to know to make sure launch day goes smoothly?
Well, all this pre-launch marketing is building towards one crucial moment.
Launch day.
You got to make sure everything's in place to capitalize on all that buzz.
So launch day is like the grand finale.
Precisely.
The culmination of all that hard work.
Make sure your straw page is completely optimized.
Everything's polished.
Your description is clear. Screenshots are beautiful. Trailer's engaging.
It's like making sure your storefront is sparkling clean before opening.
First impressions are everything.
And pricing, of course. That's huge.
It is. The source really emphasizes a well-thought-out pricing strategy.
So what does that look like?
Research similar games, consider offering launch discounts or bundles.
To entice those early adopters.
Find that sweet spot where you're maximizing revenue without scaring away potential buyers.
It's like setting the right ticket price for your show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
You want to make sure it's accessible to your audience.
But also reflects the value of your creation.
And you could always adjust later on, right?
You can, based on feedback and market trends.
So launch day arrives. Confetti falls, the game's out there, people are playing it.
It's a great feeling.
What happens next?
The journey's not over.
Of course not. The game's just launched.
You need to stay engaged with your community, respond to feedback, continually improve your game.
So it's the difference between a one-hit wonder and a timeless classic.
You got it.
Keep the momentum going.
Release updates, new content, features, bug fixes.
It's like adding new exhibits to a museum.
Yeah.
You're giving players a reason to come back.
I like that analogy. Keep it fresh.
Keep it exciting.
And don't forget about ongoing marketing.
So the marketing never really stops.
It doesn't. You're constantly finding new ways to engage players, keep the game on their radar.
And you're also gathering data, right?
Yes, on player behavior, preferences.
So it's like this feedback loop. You're constantly learning, evolving.
Making your game better.
So much to think about.
There is.
But if you had to give one piece of advice to developers about to launch, what would it be?
Remember that launching on Steam is a marathon, not a sprint.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's going to be challenging. There will be setbacks. You got to be resilient.
Determined.
It's about passion, dedication, a willingness to learn and adapt.
And even though we've talked a lot about strategy,
yeah,
it's important to remember the heart of it all.
Absolutely. Never lose sight of the passion that made you create this game.
Because that passion will fuel you through the tough times.
It will. It'll inspire you, and ultimately it'll connect you with players who share that love for games.
It's finding that balance between the strategic and the creative.
Yes.
The business and the art.
You got it.
And you're not alone on this journey.
No, you're in
there's a whole community out there going through the same thing, celebrating those wins.
We're all in this together.
So connect with them, learn from them, support each other.
Exactly.
It's a journey. It really is.
It is.
So launching on Steam is more than just business.
It's about being part of a community.
Sharing your passion with the world.
Creating something that brings joy to others.
That's what makes it all worthwhile.
It does.
We've delved deep into the world of launching on Steam.
We have.
From crafting that USP to building a lasting community.
It's been quite the deep dive.
And we always like to come back to the surface with a new perspective.
Always.
What's that pearl of wisdom we can leave our listeners with?
You know, we've talked a lot about standing out, but standing out doesn't mean being the loudest or the flashiest.
Okay.
Sometimes the most powerful way to stand out is to be authentically yourself.
Embrace what makes your game unique.
Yes, even if it's a little quirky, a little different.
Let your personality shine through.
Because it's that authenticity, that genuine passion that really resonates with players.
That's what makes your game memorable.
The next indie darling.
That captures the hearts and minds of players.
Absolutely.
That's a great note to end on.
It is.
To all the developers out there dreaming of launching their games on Steam.
Be bold.
Be authentic.
Never give up on your passion.
The world is waiting to play your game.
They are.
That's it for our deep dive into conquering Steam.
Hope you enjoyed it.
We hope you surfaced with a treasure trove of insights and a renewed sense of excitement for launching your game.
Until next time.
Happy gaming.
Happy gaming.
Yeah, it's like we've been talking about the map and the tools, but now we're reminding ourselves that the most important thing is the explorer.
Right, the heart that drives the adventure.
Yeah.
Because when you put your heart and soul into something, it shows.
Yeah.
And players can feel that.
They can feel it.
That authenticity, that passion, it shines through.
Absolutely.
And that's what connects with players on a deeper level.
I think so too.
It's not just about the mechanics or the graphics anymore.
Right.
It's about the feeling, the emotions.
The experience.
Think about the games that have really stayed with you.
Oh, yeah.
Long after you finish playing them.
The ones you go back to.
They often have that special something, that intangible quality.
You can't quite put your finger on it.
It's like the difference between reading a report and getting lost in a novel.
Oh, I like that.
One is informative, the other is transformative.
And that's the power of authenticity, right?
It transforms a good game into a great one.
It makes players fall in love with it.
And they share that love with the world.
That's powerful stuff.
It is.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of launching games on Steam.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, any takeaways you want to leave our listeners with?
Success on Steam or in any creative field, it's a journey.
It's a journey, yeah.
It takes strategic planning, creative vision, and passion.
You got to have all three.
You can't leave any of them out.
It's like a recipe.
A recipe for success.
If you're missing an ingredient, the dish just won't taste right.
Exactly.
And the journey is just as important as the destination.
Absolutely. Embrace the challenges, celebrate the milestones, never stop learning.
It's all about growth.
Because ultimately, it's that journey, that process of creation, that's what makes it all worthwhile.
So to all the aspiring game developers out there,
keep dreaming big.
Keep pushing boundaries.
Keep creating games that you're proud of.
The world is waiting to play your game.
That's it for this deep dive into conquering Steam.
We hope you enjoyed it.
We hope you learned a lot.
And that you're feeling inspired to launch your own game.
Until next time.
Happy gaming.
Happy gaming.